You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, March 19th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild and dystopic ride it is. It really is. And it's getting wilder and crazier all the time. It is a cartoonish reality. And if we just step back, if we're not totally caught up in the news cycle of the day, then we see how ridiculous things really are. Just one example, we'll talk about some, is the fact that if we go back a little bit, it was just 2005 when Hurricane Katrina hit and Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, were unprepared, and there was a big scandal about Blackwater showing up, being called in by, you know, wealthy folks to protect their stuff. And, you know, FEMA shows up. They got these FEMA trailers that, as Tom in Utah reminds us all the time, are toxic. Great way to kill people. Just another one of the little efforts in the soft kill. But FEMA showed up, had trailers, but didn't have water. I mean, that's kind of a, you know, I'm being a little bit facetious, but you fast forward to now, what was it, last week? You know, we had the bomb cyclone storm sort of across the Midwest. And now, this week, there's flooding. Flash flooding, people dying. And so how are federal agencies able to respond at a moment's notice? You know, in other words, something is wrong here when we are operating entirely on the basis of crisis management. And that is becoming more the sort of standard, you know, with these trainings and things, than the exception. More the rule than the exception. And that should tell us something. If that's the case, then something is wrong. There are other fun stories we'll talk about. But first, I mentioned Del Bigtree talking about the one, what he calls the secret to shutting up the anti-vaxxers, and he talked about it in the talk, the video stream that he did last week, secret to shutting up anti-vaxxers revealed. And I mentioned that you could watch it for yourself. I'll save you the trouble of watching the entire hour and 38 minutes, which everyone should anyway. But we'll cut to the chase. It's an extended clip. We'll play about 10 minutes of it, probably to the end of this segment. But it includes Stanley Plotkin's testimony. And then that is followed by Del Bigtree giving the, you know, revealing what the secret is. What would shut up anti-vaxxers? And it really would. It would end all of the discussion. It would end everything. Why? Because some things would be made painfully clear. So give this a listen, and you know, maybe we'll talk about this later. Anyway, if you're ready, go ahead, please.
You do efficacy studies ad nauseum. You know, as soon as you think you can create some titers, then you put out that study, and then you say they're safe. It's the assumption of safety that bothers me. And for people, it says, oh, well, you can prove that it's safe without the gold standard of safety testing, which is a placebo study. I say, no, you can't. No, you really can't. And that question was put to Stanley Plotkin on the stand multiple times, three or four times, the idea of, wouldn't the placebo really be helpful for understanding the safety of a vaccine against a control group that maybe didn't get any vaccines or that vaccine? Wouldn't that be a good idea? Look what Stanley Plotkin, the reigning godfather of vaccines, has to say about placebos.
Vaccines are also common typically given to most people in the country, correct?
They're often given, yes.
So determining causality really requires a double-blind placebo-controlled study, correct?
It does if you want to be certain, or at least a statistically strong relationship.
Isn't it difficult to determine association when it comes to vaccines and a alleged injury because everybody's, for the most part, gets vaccinated?
That is true. That is precisely why there are so many false associations between vaccines and disease.
Isn't it also the reason then that careful preclinical studies using an inert placebo should be conducted before licensure?
It would be ideal to do so, but one would also have to would have to be very large studies and covering different age groups.
If there was a study that was had a placebo and a control group, then we could know whether or not these conditions are caused by these vaccines, correct?
Yes, it would have to be an enormous study, and it would have to be randomized, ideally, which is unlikely to be the case, since...
It needs to be the enormous because you're assuming these conditions are rare, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and this study that you're saying needs to be done before vaccines are licensed, they do clinical trials, we've seen, right?
Yes.
And they have thousands of people typically in them, correct?
Yes.
If you actually had a placebo-controlled study, an inert placebo-controlled study of 7,000, 8,000 people, you could at least determine that in a population of that size, whether or not there is a detectable adverse event rate for any of these conditions, correct?
For some of those conditions, yes.
Okay.
Well, there it is, placebos. Wouldn't it be helpful to be able to, in the trial phase, you know, test a group of that are getting the vaccine against a group that are just getting a saline injection, placebo? Yeah, that would be very helpful, Plotkin admits. Isn't that really the only way to determine safety? Oh, well, yeah, basically, with any sort of statistical significance, it is. I mean, if we're actually going to be scientific about it, yeah. You make a good point. Placebo is really the only way to do that. So over and over again, he's asked. And then what he tries to say is, but it'd be so difficult. It takes so many people. And since these are just children and we got plenty of them, who cares who's actually dying or being injured by vaccines? Let's just go as is. Let's go with the assumption they're safe because that's been working for us so far. That's what he wants. When he's saying, I got grilled by a lawyer, and I don't know who would be prepared for this. Nobody's prepared for it, Stanley. Nobody that's as full of it as you are. And by the way, you're the top expert in the field. And if you can't handle decent questions like, isn't a placebo the only way to establish safety? Who else can? It certainly isn't Hotez. I mean, Hotez, geez, my 10-year-old son could beat Hotez in a debate. And for those of you that don't know who I'm referring to, you eventually will. Just keep watching the show. And by the way, Hotez just had an incredible interview we'll be dealing with in the future. But here's the point. The godfather, the reigning father of vaccines. This man's made more vaccines than anyone in human history. As you can tell, he works for more vaccine makers than anyone alive in the planet and is making money from that. He has to admit that a placebo is the only way to go. And he says it would just be too difficult to get all those people together. Well, I'm getting really tired of this. I'm getting really, really tired of the divide in America. I'm getting tired of CNN calling people anti-vaxxers and hearing that there's people attacking both sides and that Senator Richard Pan has tweets that are being mean to him or that autistic parents have tweets that are being mean to them. We're being divided in this country around this discussion of vaccinations. The news loves it. We're buying papers. We're tuning in the news to hear the next, you know, great censorship of the anti-vaccine movement. But the truth is we could come together again as a nation. We could all come together in one idea, one way to end all of this, one way to shut up the anti-vaxxers forever, if that's what you want, Elizabeth Cohen. If that's what you want, Sanjay Gupta. If that's what you want, Anderson Cooper. Then here it is. It will all be ended with one very, very simple study. Just simply compare vaccinated children that are using the full program that the CDC recommends, compare them to fully unvaccinated children. Not fully vaccinated minus an MMR. That's not unvaccinated, even though you've said it is. I mean totally unvaccinated children. Let's get to the bottom of this discussion, and not just on the CDC's VSD database, which has 10 million people that they've been being asked by the Institute of Medicine to do this study for two decades now. Not just on that database, but on every single database around the world. The ones in Sweden, the ones in Japan, the ones in Australia. Everybody, open up those databases to real scientists to simply start graphing it out on computers. Every child, without their names, it's not going to be a HIPAA violation. All of these sites have a way to just look at the medical records by themselves. Graph them out and ask the simple question, vaccinated versus completely unvaccinated. Who has more diabetes, more leukemia, who has more multiple sclerosis, more ADD, ADHD, more autism, more anaphylactic food allergies? The list goes on and on and on, and ask all the questions. Don't we deserve that? Don't you people out there that are pro-vaccine, that believe in the vaccines and want to hope your doctor didn't really lie to you, that want to hope that Del Bigtree really is spreading misinformation? Because if he's right, oh my God, what did I do to my child? Yes, you too. Don't you want this study before you put another vaccine into your kid, or before you see your child grow up to have your grandchildren? Don't you want to know who is healthier, the vaccinated children or the completely unvaccinated children? Until we have that study, every other study is a waste of time. And it is a lie, and it is a fraud, because you're obviously avoiding the most important study known to man. So please, join me now. If you don't have another talking point, next time your friend's ripping you about the anti-vaxxers, you just say one thing. Well, you know what would end it for me? I would just like to see a comparative study of children on the vaccine program versus those that are completely unvaccinated. I would like to know what the health outcomes of those two groups are. Doesn't matter what side of this discussion I'm on, I would really like to see that study done. Hashtag do the study. Period. Full stop. Hashtag do the study. That's all you really have to say. And until the other side, until everybody comes to the table and decides to do the most obvious study known to man, every news anchor, every newspaper is lying to you. They do not have facts, they're not asking the right questions, and they have no idea what the signals might be. We know that there's been one small study, a pilot study, by Dr. Mawson done out of Mississippi. And that showed us exactly what we were afraid to see. The pilot comparative study on the health of vaccinated and unvaccinated 6 to 12-year-old U.S. children. In it, we saw 4 times the rate of autism amongst the vaccinated community, 5 times the rate of neurological disorders, asthma much higher, allergic rhinitis 30 times higher in the vaccinated. Sure, the scientific community can say to you, that study was too small to actually, there's the numbers right there, learning disabilities 5.2, ADHD 4.2. These are times as high as those that were unvaccinated. Neurodevelopment disorders 3.7, eczema 2.9 times as much, chronic illness 2.4 times as much, all compared to the unvaccinated. Now, you may go to sleep at night saying, well, my doctor says that that's been debunked because that study's too small. It only had 640 people in it. Well, you're right. It's just a pilot study. We can't change our lives based on 640 people. But until the CDC decides to do exactly that study on the 10 million children or 10 million people in the database, then you have to decide whether you can go to bed at night and ask yourself, why aren't they doing it? So there it is. Hashtag do the study.
Hashtag do the study. There you go. That's what would end the discussion. That would silence anti-vaxxers, right? Because, well, then there would be no debate. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Lots of interesting headlines. I'll talk about those in the next segment. Speaking of, many are around this controversy. And, it's just astonishing to me. Astonishing. We watch the commercials. The latest one, that's the latest reboot, I guess, of, In my humble estimation, the worst of the worst, the worst offenders is the Rexulti commercials. It's not enough that you have one drug. Maybe you should have another one. And, in the commercial, the paid actor in a white coat even says, the actress acting you know, acting out, suffering from depression, says, I went to my doctor. We should just play it. I haven't found a good one, a quality version of it. But, you know, the actress says, I finally told my doctor, you know, I'm on my antidepressant medication, but I'm still suffering from depression. Is that, you know, am I abnormal? And the paid actor in a white coat says, no, that's normal. You know, up to 2 in 3 people still suffer from depression even when they're on antidepressants. But you shouldn't change your medication. You should add another drug. I mean, if you have no conscience, if you are entirely unscrupulous, if you are cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled, then what a boon. You know, what a fantastic closed-loop circuit. If you just think your fellow man is cattle and you don't mind abusing and taking advantage of your fellow man from cradle to grave, what a boon. And I think we have one of the biggest problems that we have in America these days is that we think we all operate from the same basis or the same mindset. And it's becoming more and more self-evident that the people in leadership and corporations that would perpetuate something like that, that kind of a scheme, are not like you and I. You know, we have our own problems. None of us are perfect. But we used to lock up sociopaths and psychopaths, people that were, you know, unencumbered by conscience, unimpeded. And now they're corporate darlings. You know, if you listen to folks like Kevin Dutton, there's lots we can learn from psychopaths. The wisdom of psychopaths. What saints, spies, and serial killers can teach us about success. This is America. We used to lock these people up, never to be heard from again. We don't want to give too much credit there. Or any, really. I mean, let it be a lesson to those who don't understand that psychopathy and, you know, being a charming serial killer is unacceptable in society. Now it might get you promoted to the top of the corporate ladder. Apparently. Am I wrong? That's the way it looks. So anyway, we played the clip, Del Bigtree giving the secret to shutting up anti-vaxxers. And it is, you know, like you said, hashtag do the study. Compare completely unvaccinated children to kids on the vaccine schedule these days. And the reason, as we all know, in spite of the specious dismissals and deflecting and, you know, pivoting, the reason it'll never be done is because it would prove that the vaccines, whether operating entirely alone or in concert with other things, really is, I think, inconsequential. But children on the full schedule are obviously more sickly and infirmed and in poorer health than children who are entirely unvaccinated. That's why that study will never be done, because that would destroy the entire industry. And look at the eugenics and the money-making that would be destroyed in the process. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, it's good getting used. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother.
Welcome back.
Sitting me right down and he talked.
So lots of crazy stuff. I mean, unbelievable. It should be that simple, you know. It should be just as simple as, you know, a study. And, you know, like, we heard Del Bigtree point out, the data, it's already been gathered. And, you know, in spite of the fact that Paul Ohm did his study 10 years ago, Broken Promises of Privacy, Responding to the Surprising Failure of Anonymization. You know, despite the fact that anonymization is a myth, you know, we keep persisting under this myth. And so, I mean, if we're going to persist under this myth, then let's, you know, I mean, that's kind of a side note. I don't want to get too far off track. But, you know, we have the data. It is difficult to anonymize data, but there might be possible. You know, there might be a way. Anyway, we have the data already. It's already been gathered on 10 million people. And I'm sure there are thousands of people. You know, what was the White House petition that was circulated? It was, how many signatures was it? Presidential appointment of an independent vaccine safety commission. Beware the independent commissions, but never mind. So it was created February 15th. It ran out of time. 72,000 signatures, 100,000 goal. So, you know, for those who don't know, presidential appointment of an independent vaccine safety commission created on February 15th. Petition is a request for the president to establish a vaccine safety commission to investigate vaccine safety and make a report to the president, including but not limited to CDC's failure to monitor vaccine safety since implementation of the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986, by the way. It doesn't include that, but people should know. We have been having this discussion since at least 1986. I mean, it was before that, but let's just say beginning with the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. And yet it's okay? Since when do we do that? When do we do that? The fact is, you know, the misinformation is that, you know, studies have been done, vaccines have been proven safe. No, that's misinformation. Those are false statements. The science is settled. We always hear the science is settled. You know, on that, there's a story, what, yesterday? New York Times and USA Today. Daily low-dose aspirin no longer recommended by doctors if you're healthy. That was the New York Times headline. USA Today, don't take an aspirin a day to prevent heart attacks and strokes. Doctors reverse recommendation. What? I thought the science was settled. What happened? Never mind the fact that aspirin wouldn't clear the CDC or the FDA today. I mean, well, you know, unless you had a few well-placed millions. And then probably, just like everything else, you know, might get fast-tracked. It might get rebranded. We've already, you know, this has already gone through approval. Yeah, never mind the fact that it's in class action lawsuit. It's gone through. So, you know, you guys already cleared it. So, you know, let's fast track the rebranding. What a scheme. Yes, I am cynical. I admit it. I think it's unconscionable that this ideological bent has a trajectory, a momentum, that it, you know, has any kind of, you know, this gets back to what I was saying yesterday. I think it all comes down to those two quotes that I mentioned, that I mention often, John Adams and Patrick Henry, which I included in yesterday's archive. John Adams explaining to Hezekiah Niles what happened. This is what happened. This is how it happened. And it was very detailed. Every American should read that letter. What do we mean? And the sentiments of the people shifted when they thought the powers that be were operating on the basis of their protection. Then they prayed for the king, you know, the crown and all in authority under them. But when they realized when they saw, as John Adams put it, those powers renouncing all the principles of authority and bent upon the destruction of all the securities of their lives, liberties, and properties, they thought it their duty to pray for the Continental Congress and all the 13 state congresses. That is precisely the issue we face today. You know it. I know it. I know I'm preaching to the choir. Most people don't want to realize the horrifying reality with which we are confronted. And that is that pretty much everything conspires against the average citizen. And from the most conspiratorial to the most pedestrian, what was the headline that I saw? You know, financial one, I'll find it. Jamie Dimon. Yahoo Finance yesterday. Jamie Dimon, the U.S. economy should have grown 40% in the last decade, not 20. And then this one from CNBC on the same discussion. Jamie Dimon says, we've split the U.S. economy, leaving the poor behind. Is that a confession? Because some of us still remember Jamie Dimon's involvement in the subprime contagion and the bailout nonsense, and how his name was among those that Tim Geithner phoned while they were setting up deals. Remember, the Washington Post did a big expose on that, and through FOIA request received thousands of pages of documents, including Tim Geithner's phone records as the New York Fed chair then, right? I believe. I don't think it was as Treasury Secretary. I don't remember exactly. Anyway, his phone records were revealed through FOIA request, Tim Geithner's, and Jamie Dimon was one of the folks he was having conversations with, where they were divvying up their pirate's booty before Hammer and Hank Paulson went to Congress and said, if you don't pass this, there will be martial law in the streets. Jamie Dimon was involved. You know, and so when Jamie Dimon says, we've split the U.S. economy, leaving the poor behind, to me that sounds like a confession. But I digress. So, I mean, even from the most pedestrian, like that headline, that CNBC headline, Jamie Dimon says, we've split the U.S. economy, leaving the poor behind. This is going to continue. This will persist. A socialistic mentality where you think, oh, it's, you know, and this stupid rhetoric about taxing the rich. You know, again, the most pedestrian. Go read what Robert Kiyosaki says about that. It's common sense to know, and if you've known any of these people, you see it. They use financial tools, I suppose, for lack of a better term, to find ways to, you know, legitimately avoid paying taxes, for example. They hire teams of lawyers and accounting firms. They hire the big, what is it now? It's not the big six. Is it the five or the four or the three or the two, you know? The Booz Allen Hamiltons and the, you know, big financial and accounting firms that help them basically set up tax avoidance schemes. And if they can't find one they like, then they have an organization like ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, help them author one, and they sponsor it in Congress and find a few people that, you know, have a soft pet issue or thing that they can fund and sponsor and, you know, get a tax break in doing it. You know, we donated X tens, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to this pet cause. And so Congressman so-and-so and Senator so-and-so are endeared to our, you know, our pet project, our pet cause. That's how it works. And, you know, when you have that operating, and this is not a mystery. Again, back to Andrew Jackson. He warned us. I know that guys like Dinesh D'Souza are not necessarily a fan of Andrew Jackson and the Jacksonian Democrats, but and you know, I'm not dismissing the legitimate points there. Anyway, Andrew Jackson warned us, if we are not watchful, what did he say? Our dearest interests. Oops. You can't find that quote when you're, if you're looking for exactly how Andrew Jackson said that in George Washington's farewell address, you're hard pressed to find it. Doesn't work very well. He didn't say that? Washington did? No. So Andrew Jackson, in his farewell address in 1837, put it this way. He said, unless you become more watchful in your states, while he backing up, and this really is the issue here at hand, it's the specious currency. In this case, paper money, you know, but don't worry about that. The digital market will save us all. Blockchain and cryptocurrency will save us all. No, it's a Brer Rabbit argument. Please don't throw me into the briar patch. No, not cryptocurrency. Oh, no. That certainly can't be controlled. Except it is. It can't, you know, the blockchain, it's so secure that it gets hacked, you know, every week, every month we see a story on that. So, the way Andrew Jackson put it, he said, with overwhelming numbers of wealth on their side, well, where do I back up to? The planter, the farmer, the mechanic, and the laborer, I mean, everyone should read Andrew Jackson's farewell address. The planter, the farmer, the mechanic, and the laborer all know that their success depends on their own industry and economy, and that they must not expect to become suddenly rich by the fruits of their toil. Yet these classes of society form the great body of the people of the United States. They are the bone and sinew of the country, which is similar to what Thomas Jefferson said. Men who love liberty and desire nothing but equal rights and equal laws, real equal rights and equal laws, not equality of outcome nonsense where there's a disparity of input that creates, you know, that foments balkanization, never mind all of that. Anyway, they desire, men who love liberty and desire nothing but equal rights and equal laws, and who, moreover, hold the great mass of our national wealth, although it is distributed in moderate amounts among the millions of free men who possess it. But with overwhelming numbers and wealth on their side, they are in constant danger of losing their fair influence in the government, and with difficulty maintain their just rights against the incessant efforts daily made to encroach upon them. The mischief springs from the power which the moneyed interest derives from a paper currency, which they are able to control, from the multitude of corporations with exclusive privileges, which they have succeeded in obtaining in the different states, and which are employed altogether for their benefit, and I would add, and altogether for the to the detriment of that laboring class that Jackson's talking about, that by 1939, guys like H.G. Wells are saying, nah, we don't need them anymore. So continuing, the mischief springs from the power which the moneyed interest derives from a paper currency, which they are able to control. And unless you become more watchful in your states and check this the spirit of monopoly and thirst for exclusive privileges, you will in the end find that the most important powers of government have been given or bartered away, and the control over your dearest interest has passed into the hands of these corporations. And this is what we find. You know, so why there should be an immediate push and ceaseless, you know, the TV should get shut off, the presses should stop, and nothing should happen until the Federal Reserve is abolished. Probably the CIA, FBI, NSA, NRO, maybe even the DOD, all with them. Because, you know, history shows that there isn't really anything good that's coming from all this. We're hearing more of a drumbeat for Iran. And how many places are we bombing now? And, you know, just the intrigue. And I'll get into the intrigue here in a minute. I talked about Gladio. My conjecture on New Zealand is Gladio. And I went through the scenario a little bit yesterday. You know, to me, it's a plausible scenario. I mean, Mossad was just caught a few years ago. Mossad spy ring in New Zealand. What were they doing there? Oh, no, that's not, you know, five passports for a 20-something-year-old kid? He's just, you know, he's on holiday. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Chose man.
Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast is Tuesday, March 19th. Quickly, just a couple of little things. So Donna Brazile joins Fox News as a contributor. Former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, joins board of Fox Corporation. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson and Judge Jeanine Pirro in particular are under fire. Never mind their recent absences. It's all perfectly normal. People haven't taken vacations, and so, you know, nothing to see here. So I wonder what's going on there. That's kind of interesting. I think those are some interesting little developments. So back to what I was saying, you know, the folks who can ill afford the kinds of things that the kind of oppression and pressure that is brought to bear on them just get more and more pressure. For those who don't know, everybody should know. And it's a curious thing that we don't learn about economics. Isn't that interesting? You know, the Rockefeller Foundation has been so gracious in making grants and things to educational institutions, never mind the fact that history gets rewritten from a collectivist versus the rugged individualist perspective. What would happen in America if we all went back to the, you know what, just leave me the, you know what, alone perspective, instead of all thinking that somehow we could get some kind of a handout? Maybe we give each other a hand up, as the expression goes, instead of trying to get a hand out. I'm not a fan, you know what I mean? I think Friedrich Bastiat was right. The state is the great fiction through which everyone endeavors to live at the expense of everyone else. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.